90-Second Navigator. I'm Joel Brooklyn. We're talking all week about fear in the workplace. Today, I want to talk about this idea of rallying behind people in their time of need. So I've had many people in my organization in the almost two decades I've been around. They've been diagnosed with serious illnesses. And I've also watched the response by the senior management of the organization. And it typically begins with a discussion, and that sounds something like, make sure you take care of yourself, take care of your family, and your role will be waiting for you when you're ready. But I've also seen several situations where the entire business rallied behind a sick employee by having a huge group of colleagues enter charity events on their behalf. So it could be road races, bike races in honor of their coworker. And I've also watched what happens. First of all, the appreciation you get from the family of the ill person and from the employee themselves, it can't be replaced, right? And when I think back to all these people through the years that have ended up in that situation, every single one of them is still with the organization. So you want to talk about creating loyalty. You rally behind somebody in their time of need. They never forget it. So not only is the family, in a situation of appreciation, but so is the employee. And I think that is a big piece. But the other thing that happens is other people see that. So your other employees see what happens when bad things happen to people, how the entire organization rallies around them and supports them and does everything possible to help them out. That goes a long way. So the loyalty happens not only for the individual employee, but for the greater organization. Right? Now, first of all, it's the right thing to do. Right? The classy way to handle a situation, somebody gets sick, you take care of those people. Because all you have in an organization, or the most important component of any organization, are the people that work for it. So if the people see that you are that person, you are that boss, you are that manager, you run that company that really goes over and above for their people, right? That is going to just create tremendous loyalty, and you get a sense of goodwill from doing it. And it goes beyond the benefits of the company. As a humanitarian, as just another human being, when you get the feeling of that appreciation, you can't put a dollar amount or a price on that. It just works. If you've had similar situations like this happen at your company, I'd love to hear about them. Shoot me a note at joel@joelbrookman.com. Also, if you know anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to iTunes or to Stitcher. And from there they can get the podcast. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose, and out through your mouth, and in through your nose, and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to conclude our discussion on this idea of fear in the workplace, but we're going to talk about creating a culture of mutual respect. For today, take an opportunity to rally behind people in their time of need. Somebody comes ill in your organization, take care of them, take care of their family, be that supportive person for them. Whether they work for you, whether they're a colleague, if there's somebody within that organization that's important to you and important to the organization, make sure you take that opportunity to do everything in your power to make them feel valued, to make them feel supported, and to do what you can for their families.